what? He's a Marquis Thibodeau. Well, that's a cool name, dude.
Okay.
What? Can I get a hell yeah? What? Hell yeah. What? Hell yeah. And I know it ain't right. And I know you shouldn't take this advice. But make sure you're really drunk when you're driving. Walk on some glass with no shoes on. And don't pay for your meal. Dine in dash.
And you're like, spell it.
Can I see your driver's license?
Yeah.
I don't believe you. And then he started going on about, dude, I love watching my son play football.
And
hearing his name on
Thibodeau.
Yeah, Marquis Thibodeau, and hearing his name on the announcers. He was playing this cat named Cam Scataboo. Cam Scataboo. And I love hearing those two names together. Cam Scataboo, 5'10", stocky, white kid.
Right. Who would have thought?
No one would have thought. Scataboo.
And that's why we can't be prejudiced in this world.
Every day, I wake up and I say, maybe today I can be prejudiced.
And then the world's like, not today.
Mm-mm.
Not today, Michael.
You take that back.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
There was just a white cornerback drafted in the NFL.
Amen, brother.
And that's a win.
It's about time.
His name's like Dijon. Like, it's D-E-J-E-A-N.
Like the mustard.
Yeah.
Magic.
And he was drafted, and I saw this, and it was a meme, but I think it was true. I believe he was drafted before someone named Kool-Aid.
That's names are getting cool these days.
That's just cool. Yeah, every draft you get to. It's really becoming that Key and Peele scale.
Every year, I think people are starting to get a little bit better at naming their kids.
Yeah.
You know, next thing you know, we're gonna get a fistful of dollars, and that's just a name.
Yeah, that's his first name too.
Yeah,
and it's all one word.
Yeah,
there's no spaces.
Yeah, his last name Williamsburg.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I want to go gold mining there. You know what I'm saying?
If you got a name like Williamsburg, then that's a good gold mining place for sure.
Oh, for sure. You got your boots.
Yeah, your little boots. You're born with the boots.
Oh, for sure. You get the boots. You get the hat. You get a little fucking pan.
Yeah.
You're out there. You're just gold mining.
Yeah.
That's a good thing, dude.
That is a good thing. Yeah. We got to bring back gold mining.
I've been trying.
I've heard that.
I've been trying, but a lot of people just...
I go, what's the deal with Mike up in Sac?
Yeah.
He's like, try to bring back gold mining?
Yeah. It's pretty cringy.
Yeah. He's weird about it.
Yeah. He has to fit into every conversation.
Yeah.
Like, I was trying to talk about how my dad died, and he was like, that's kind of like how the day when I thought I found gold.
Right.
But I didn't.
Yeah. Equal sadness.
Yeah.
Mine's a little worse because you know how valuable gold is?
Gold is expensive.
Not good yet, but it will be once I get I get this industry off.
Let me tell you, everybody has a father.
Yeah.
Not everybody has a gold nougat.
That's right. Not everybody has a little jar that he carries around with gold flakes, you know?
If I had a gold nougat, I'd put it on a little necklace and I'd walk into every single bookstore I could find.
Right. If I had a gold nougat for any time someone's dad died, I'd have a lot of gold nougats.
Oh, dads die all the time.
All the time.
When was the last time you talked to somebody that was like, oh, I found a gold nougat?
Never. Not until right now.
Yeah. It seems like every time I talk to somebody, they're always going on and on about their dead father. He choked on a racquetball. Who cares?
You gotta stop hanging out at the mortuary. Those are the conversations you keep having.
Yeah, they got good snacks.
Yeah.
They got fruit snacks, you know what I'm saying?
You go to the... Is that a plant?
They got their good Welch's.
Are you sponsored by Welch's?
I'm sponsored by Welch's.
Is this starting? Are we in it?
Yeah, this is a podcast.
Okay, we're in it.
No. Welch's, if good with the fruit snacks and bad for bets.
Oh.
Welch's. Watch out. You can have a full tummy with delicious grape-flavored gelatin, or you get your legs broken by a guy named Larry the Haymaker.
Yeah. So the legends are true about Larry.
Oh, I know Larry.
Personally?
Mm-hmm.
He's the best man at your wedding.
Yeah, he is one leg, three eyes, and a real wallop of a left.
And a whole lot of attitude.
And a big old tuchus.
Yeah, and a huge cock.
I mean, it's a
small balls.
Well, as compared to that cock, any balls are small.
Yeah, exactly. That is true. It is a depth perception game when you look at Larry the Haymaker's cock and balls.
100%. It's like a Renee painting.
Yeah. It's like a M.C. Escher. You're like, where does the cock begin? Where does it end?
I don't know, but I can't get it out of my head.
Yeah, and it's or in my ass. Can't get it out of my head, can't get it in my ass.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah. I'm on a wild goose chase of cock.
You have to bundle it up in the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a hose.
Yeah, you got to coil it like cable.
Yeah. Made me feel like a lineman for once. Right. You know? Going to Welch's?
Yeah.
All right, so your name is Ian.
Yeah.
And you ever get any advice? Do you ever get any good advice?
No, dude. Well, I don't get advice, but people are always, like, thinking they know what's good for me, you know?
Those fucking rascals,
dude. Like, it's like, almost any interaction I have with a person, it's always, like, from a place of, like, let me help this guy.
Yeah. They're like, you shouldn't be drinking.
Yeah.
It's 9 o'clock in the morning.
Right. I'm like, shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah.
Let me have a little Jaeger in the morning.
Yeah. I want a little bit of Fireball in my espresso.
Yeah. You never tried Fireball in your espresso?
Yeah.
Don't tell me what to do.
Yeah. You've never taken a Mountain Dew Code Red and mixed it with Bailey's? Come on.
Yeah. And I go, I thought this was America.
Yeah. What are you, a child?
Yeah. What are you, a bitch?
Yeah. What are you, work union? Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm an entrepreneur.
I work by the hour, okay?
Yeah.
Drinking Fireball is an hourly gig.
Yeah. I'm customizing socks over here.
Yeah.
I'm selling people intro to politics at bars.
Yeah, I'm on a business you haven't even heard of yet, okay? I'm selling AI socks. I'm selling metaverse socks.
I go into garages and I just fall down.
Right, yeah. I go into garages, I steal things.
Yeah, they call me Sioux City.
Yeah, Sioux City.
That's what they call me.
Sioux Studio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what was the last time what was the last piece of advice that they thought you needed?
I feel like it's always like, I'll be at like a cafe or like a restaurant or something. They'll be like, you don't want that. Damn. I'm like,
what, you ordered eating?
It. yeah. After I eat it, they're like, you got that?
Oh, I pooped in that.
Yeah, yeah. It's just fully things of just like, I didn't think people did that. There was like.
Oh, what are you drinking in? Izzy?
Yeah.
You should have gone for Stevia.
Yeah. Dude, I haven't seen an Izzy in years.
Oh, dude, I'm deep on the Izzys.
Really? Are they still around?
I went to Costco. I was at Costco yesterday.
Sure.
Some guy said, let's go to Costco. I need some hot dogs.
Yeah.
And I said, sure.
Okay.
I have a Costco membership. Because I'm doing well for myself.
You hear that? America?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing Costco
pretty good. Black card.
I didn't realize who I was sitting with.
Honestly. Premium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Next thing you know, I'm going to own a basketball team.
Yeah. That's the natural progression.
Mm-hmm. Move over, Bombers. Yeah. There's a new king in town. Yeah. I'm going to buy the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah. I'm saying it right now. Mm-hmm. Manifesting. I'm going to buy the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah. Costco membership today. Yeah. Milwaukee Buckaroos.
You're gonna go into the Milwaukee Bucks stadium. You're going to just put the Costco card down. And you're just going to go, you know why I'm here.
Pass it over.
And they go,
yeah. Hand me the big, it's a big key. Like, it's a comically big key to get into those buildings.
Yeah.
You know, like those ceremonies where they give the key to the city? That's a real key.
That's a real key.
They got real big walls.
Yes.
Real big locks.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
The biggest.
Yeah. So I've got to train my arms, my chest, my lower body.
Right.
So I can carry the key to open up the Milwaukee Bucks stadium.
It's a lot of lifting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're at Costco.
At Costco, this guy was like, let's go to the food court. I want to get a hot dog. I said, what are you, a fucking idiot? No. We didn't come here for one hot dog. We came here for 30 hot dogs.
Right. You see it up there? It says 99 cents.
Mm-mm. We're going all the way to the back, baby.
Yeah.
And we're getting cold dogs.
Yeah.
We're getting... Oh, raw dogs.
Oh, you're getting packaged.
Oh, we're getting packaged.
Oh, you're buying
raw
bulk.
Dog. We're going bulk, baby.
Bulk raw dog.
Mm-hmm. And, okay. And when we were buying bulk, after I peer pressured this guy who didn't want to spend any money.
Okay. What's he at Costco for?
Yeah, for one.
Oh, he just wanted the one hot dog?
He wanted one hot dog, and I peer pressured him into spending $40 on 47 hot dogs.
On a lifetime supply of hot dogs.
Yeah.
Of Hebrew National.
Mm-hmm. And then we walked past. What do we see? A lot of Izzy's.
Mm.
So if you're wondering where Izzy's is, it's Costco.
It's on the way to the hot dog section at Costco.
Yeah, right next to the Silva's sausage. That's where it is.
The Silva's sausage.
You've had a Silva sausage?
No.
Oh,
so. Well, I don't eat meat, so.
You don't eat meat?
Yeah, well, pescatarian.
Pescatarian? Okay, a little fish. What are you, a trout fish. Man?
Tuna.
Little tuna?
Sue me.
I had tuna yesterday.
Oh, tuna's good.
I've been doing this little trick. Tell me if it's weird.
Yeah, okay. It probably is.
I make the tuna. Okay. I put the mayo in there. Yeah. I've been putting some pickled hot jalapenos in there.
That's good.
I'm putting jalapenos in there.
Sure.
Mix that up, a little bit of the juice. I've been putting a little bit of garlic in there. A little bit of pepper.
Yeah.
Mix that bad boy up. I throw it in the freezer for around 5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay.
I throw it in the, I like my tuna cold.
Does it get that cold in five
minutes? It gets pretty cold.
Okay.
You know, sometimes it's upwards to 10.
Right.
You never want to go past 11.
Yeah.
11's too much.
Yeah. Once you get 11, you got to throw the whole thing out. And that's a waste of tuna.
I got to leave my house.
Yeah. You have to sell your house.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
You gotta go work the corner after you fucking freeze the tuna.
Yeah, I gotta go ask people for backpacks
right.
in the street.
So I can
sell those backpacks.
Yeah. You're just starting from scratch. Rip up your social security card. Mm-hmm. You're like, what's even the point?
Yeah, I gotta start watching a lot of Gary Vee.
Get fucking in the zone. You gotta start going to garage sales.
Mm-hmm. How much for that game of Clue? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he goes like in the driveway and he's like, I just fucking scammed that fucking asshole.
he's that 9-year-old widow?
Yeah.
Fuck that. Lady.
What an old bitch.
Gertrude doesn't know anything. This is a 1970s exclusive Clue game.
He's like, I'm going to get $50 off this. Am I a millionaire? Yeah.
Yeah. And that's why I'm in charge.
Yeah. That's why I'm Gary Vee. Yeah. Peace out.
That's why I'm allowed to buy the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah. Costco card.
Mm-hmm. Fuck my mouth.
You think Gary Vee's got a Costco card?
He probably himself does not have one on him.
Yeah.
I don't think he carries anything in his pockets.
Right, yeah. he's raw dogging life.
He's at a point of richness. He doesn't need anything on his person.
Right.
He's a phone guy.
Yeah.
He's a glasses guy.
And he's always got like 16 people like around him.
100%. You know how poor I am. I was carrying my Welch's fruit snacks in my pocket.
Yeah, in your chest pocket.
In my chest pocket.
Yeah, like
a loser.
Yeah, look, I got cargo pants on. I need shit all the time. Yeah. I need stuff.
100%. You have to put your blades in there.
I know. I've got chapstick. I've got hand sanitizer. I'm gonna steal these Dominoes from Andrew Holmgren's
for sure.
Table.
Fill your pockets.
I'm gonna fill my pockets with some Dominoes. Yeah.
You gotta, dude.
Yeah. Gary Vee, though, he's just nothing.
He's nothing to me. I'll tell you
he's
what.
Nothing, yeah, he's nothing to you. That's for sure.
Yeah, he fucking makes me sick. I'll tell you what.
So was that just the weird thing with the tuna? You just freeze it?
I just put it in the freezer for a little bit. Is that normal?
Yeah, I mean, it's normal to want frozen tuna.
How do you make your tuna?
The thing is, I do like an ahi tuna. I grill it.
Oh.
And then I just eat it.
I didn't know you were like that.
Oh, God. I didn't realize who you had in the building. By the building, I mean Andrew Holmgren's living room.
I didn't know that you grilled tuna fish.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I'm a little crazy.
Yeah, what do you put? A little bit of spice on that? A little paprika?
I'll put some cayenne.
A little cayenne?
I'll put some onion powder, garlic powder.
Yeah, a little bit of barbecue sauce as a binder, you know?
No, I don't do that. You think I should do that? Tuna and barbecue sauce?
You know what? That sounds pretty delicious to me.
Okay.
That sounds
This is coming from a man that freezes his tuna, so I don't know.
I think that's a good move.
It's true. If we're living in the world where that's a good move, then yeah, I should barbecue my tuna.
Yeah.
I should.
So we have people who need advice.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. People need a lot of help, and I said, who else need?
Are these real?
These are real. Okay. These are pulled off of Reddit. People asking for advice.
Okay.
My girlfriend got kissed by another guy. I have no idea what to do. Oh. This is a pretty long story because a lot happened, but I'll try to summarize it. And I'm currently having trouble forming
What more could it be?
That seems pretty
simple. My girlfriend got kissed by another guy. Done. Stop.
Period.
Full stop.
Yeah.
He's like, well, you see, the way my bank account works.
Okay. So my girlfriend flew to Italy for a week last Saturday for a thing called Erasmus.
Okay, made up.
And she's been sleeping at her host house, who is a guy. She's been telling me ever since the first day there about how they're getting along and became good friends. I've been a little worried that he might come on to her or something like that, but she told me he's just a friend and nothing would ever happen between them.
Yeah.
Over the next couple of days, she kept telling me that he's a great guy and that they're very close. Mm-hmm. They're watching a movie together. And I don't have to worry about anything. And 2 hours ago, she told me that about 3 days in, she cried because some people made fun of her. And he began hugging and comforting her. And he suddenly kissed her and confessed that he likes her. She told me she didn't do anything about it because she was in shock. There were a few details I left out, but this is basically what happened, and now I'm super confused about what to do with this. Please give me your thoughts.
Okay. Now I understand why there was a whole thing. Mm-hmm.
It's an Italian.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That was my first point. Never trust an Italian.
No.
That's what you should never do.
I'm out of you.
Right.
I haven't eaten spaghetti in 30 years.
As you should. Don't eat that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
A noodle that long? Well, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
What are they hiding?
Yeah. And the Italian, you know, Marconi, he invented the radio. I don't even listen to the radio.
Oh.
In protest.
You know who's on the radio? Larry Elder. Right. He doesn't seem like a nice guy.
Yeah, and he probably is Italian.
Yeah.
If you look at his lineage.
That's
another reason not to trust him.
He's probably got a couple of little Italians in there.
Yeah, you can't hide Larry. Yeah.
But also, Italians, they're going to be smooching.
They're going to kiss you.
They're going to kiss.
Right.
Whether you like it or not.
Right.
It's part of their culture.
Kind of comes with the territory.
They're smoochers.
They're smoochers.
They're smoochers.
That's why COVID was so bad out there.
No.
They're just making out with each other all the time.
Just smucking up boxes.
They're like, ooh, who cares if it's a COVID? Mm-hmm. Let me kiss you on the mouth,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I need to put my tongue on your teeth.
It's the only way. It's the way my family does it.
I like to feel my tongue on the back side of your yoga.
I need to scrape the top of your mouth with my tongue, you know.
I want to hit that thing with the dangly thing in the back of your throat.
They're just making shit up. They're like, I need to bend you over and lick your asshole because that's how I say hello, you know?
Yes, I have to take my nose and have to put it in your belly button and have to snort milk.
Right.
I have to snort 2% milk out of your belly button.
Not 1% or whole milk, please. Yeah. Come on, you need to understand.
But you only have old milk in this house?
Yeah.
Mamma mia.
No. Mamma mia, that's too much. That's not the right milk.
Yeah.
Milk comes from a cow.
What do you got, fucking? You got fucking old milk in this house?
Yeah. That's how an Italian hate crimes you.
Oh,
he finds out you got oat milk.
Yeah. Yeah, don't you bring oat milk into a fucking babushka's household?
Oh.
A little mamacita?
A little mama. Yeah.
Oh, forget about it, dude.
Yeah. A little Nona?
Yeah.
Nona sees you got oat milk?
She's going to be pissed.
Yeah, you're gonna leave in a casket.
Yeah, let me tell you, you're never going to get that special lasagna recipe.
Yeah, shame, because it's a good recipe.
Oh, it's good.
It's good. Okay, so all things considered, though.
Yeah.
If that is the basis for how an Italian greets you, this is pretty tame.
Not bad. Well, this is what comforting.
Yeah.
The problem wasn't with the kiss.
Yes.
The kiss was the comforting. No one should be comforting anyone I'm in a relationship with.
Yeah, you should. Anytime someone's in a relationship and they're crying, you go, not my problem.
Yeah. I say, you deal with it on your own.
Yeah. You go, oh, no, sir.
Yeah.
I must say you're wrong.
Yeah. Because,
okay?
I don't know.
You Lazarus.
I see a woman. I see a man crying. I get sick to my stomach.
Oh, yeah. Disgusting.
I say, who raised you?
Yeah. Come on.
What are you crying at a Borders right now?
It's just like, oh shit, what country are we in? This is America.
We were pressed.
We don't cry at Borders.
Mm-mm. Okay? No.
We don't cry at Crack and Barrel.
No. We read the Bible.
Yeah. Read the Bible and we kill.
Yeah. And we look at Mecum Auto Auctions magazines.
Yes. And that's it.
That's all we
do. Full stop. You don't cry.
You don't cry. You're gonna ruin the magazine. You see how thin those pages are?
Yeah.
The tears are going to ruin.
I mean, it's going to be a whole waste of a printed magazine.
And it's going to piss me off.
And yeah, I'm pissed. Honestly, you should stop talking about it because I'm getting pissed.
No, for sure.
I'm just thinking about that. So this is why. So she's in Italy. She's out of America. Yeah. So she's feeling a little vulnerable.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
What was it? She said she got made fun of?
She got made fun of. Didn't say.
How old are they?
I don't know. I'm guessing 21.
Okay.
That's just a guesstimate.
Okay, so she gets made fun of. That's sad. Really, she should have called her boyfriend first thing.
Well, to be honest, I think right red flag right off the bat, she's going on a week-long, or 3-week Italy trip.
True.
Without her boyfriend.
Right.
Just leaving her old Missouri boy toy at home.
I know. I wonder if he was even invited.
That's
also, 1 week in Italy and you couldn't not make out with an Italian?
Yeah, you can. Well, no, they are. Have you seen those abs?
It's true. They are pretty fucking sexy.
Yeah, they're sun-kissed skin.
Yeah, I know. No, okay. So now I kind of understand. I would kiss one, maybe. I would kiss one.
Yeah. Why do you think I can't eat spaghetti? I keep on thinking of Lady and the Tramp.
Right. You're like, where's that? Why isn't there a hot Italian sitting across from me?
Yeah. Why isn't there a Dutch hound?
Yeah. There's no spaniels around for me to make out with.
Yeah, I'm getting pissed.
best.
I'm getting pissed off.
Yeah, it's not like the Disney movies.
I know, they make you seem... I was a kid, I think I'd be making out with Cocker Spaniels all my life. Not once have I made out with a Cocker Spaniel.
I tried once, the owner got real mad.
Yeah. Apparently that's not allowed at the pound.
Yeah, that's a service dog.
Yeah.
He can't be smooched. Can't be smooched on duty.
It's like, boo-hoo.
Yeah, what are you, my mom?
Yeah, what... Wait, my mom? You're telling me I can't make out with Cocker Spaniels?
Yeah.
Service dogs?
There's only three people who can tell me not to smooch with dogs. My mom, the dog, and God.
Yeah, and God. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, of course the dog, because consent is
big. Right, well, I mean, you still gotta have consent even with the dog.
Well, yeah, sure, we're making out with dogs, but we're not animals.
Yeah. We're not monsters.
We're not
okay?
Beasts.
We're still civil to a point.
100%.
She should have made out with the dog instead. That probably would have made her feel better.
Oh, for sure.
You had a little lick from a puppy.
Do you think that would have made the boyfriend feel better?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
She's like, I totally understand the dog.
Yeah, I can't make out with dogs all the time.
Also, this goddamn Italian dude waiting in the shadows for her to be sad.
Right? Like, it's a little predatory.
Because, I don't know, because it could be that. Didn't seem like she was that into it.
No. I think... If I was this man,
I
found out that my girlfriend just kissed an Italian man. I don't know if they live together or what.
Yeah,
I'd throw out all.
Imagine they're not even together.
Not
is a girl he saw on the bus. Yeah. Found her on Instagram. It's like, oh, she's in Italy.
How do you like in Italy? Yeah. She's like, I got really sad, and this Italian man comforted me and kissed me. And he's like, that's my fucking. My
he's like, I gotta go to Reddit. And write about this.
I gotta go to Reddit, number one. Step two, I gotta go to Best Buy and cry.
Yeah. He said it was 2 hours, right? He said 2 hours?
Yeah. 2 hours. Very short.
Yeah.
That's a quick process.
That is a quick process.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so you were saying...
I'd throw out all of her things.
Okay, yeah, of course.
I'd throw out all of her things, and then I would write a song. I'd write a song. Yeah. I'd get a guitar, or a harmonica, or an accordion.
Even if you don't know how to play any of them.
Whatever kind of your musical inclination is.
Oboe.
Flute, recorder.
Right.
Bongos, those little finger cymbals.
Glockenspiel.
Yeah. Whatever's your cup of jizz.
Yeah.
Take that.
Take that.
And then channel that anger and that frustration into that instrument and into your song.
Yeah.
And then that's going to become a number one hit.
Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. Coldplay did it.
Yeah. They don't tell you that. The song Yellow, inspired by the main singer's girlfriend kissing an Italian
man. Just smooching an Italian man's box.
Right. The entire, all four corners of that box.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
One, two, three, even went diagonal.
Yeah.
And that's, what, made, and that's what made him so yellow.
Right, yeah. And it was all yellow. Yellow being the box.
Yeah, which you think would be brown.
But this box was yellow.
which I think was a result of a terrible bleaching accident.
It was a bleaching accident mixed with piss. It was a piss bleaching accident.
Yeah, which they say don't combine piss with bleach, but...
It's rule number one.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
You would think that that's common sense.
You'd think, but what am I, a scientist?
Yeah, what are we?
And so after you make this song...
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of attention, especially from ladies,
mm-hmm.
Italian ladies specifically. Yeah. Next thing you know, this guy's on 4-week vacations off an Italian villa on a yacht.
Off the Amalfi Coast.
Just smooching.
I think that, that's the good thing to do. As soon as she comes back, you act like you forgot to tell you. You go, oh, I forgot to tell you, I'm doing a 4-week long trip.
Yeah.
In Italy.
In Italy. For my rock band.
Right, for my rock band. Since you've been gone, I've took up the accordion.
Yeah. I've become quite famous.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard. So I'm going to Italy. See you later.
Yeah. I'm smooching Italians.
Right. Your stuff is in the dumpster.
Yeah.
You can fish out whatever you want.
Yeah. Your mom.
Yeah.
Your ninja blender.
Yeah, yeah.
All your novelty bowling pins. Out in the dumpster.
Yeah, all gone. Your calico cat, threw it in the dumpster.
All those catalytic converters you've been stealing?
Oh, the catalytic,
yeah. Yeah, I know you've been doing that.
Yeah, your entire fortune of catalytic converters in the dumpster.
Yeah, you greedy bitch.
Yeah, you stupid bitch.
Yeah. You get revenge.
Yeah.
You smooch Italian women on a boat.
On a boat. It has to be on a boat.
Yeah, I'm talking just like 72 Dr. Malfi's.
Yes.
And next thing, and you got rid of the Cali converters, you stopped the crime. A criminal.
I know, you're like you're saving lives at this point, you know?
You're like Batman if his parents were both smooched by Italian men.
Right, right, right. You're like Batman if his biggest villain was a woman stealing catalytic converters.
Yeah, you're like a Batman, but instead of in the alley, the guy came out with a gun.
Yeah.
It was, it was Tony Soprano.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, yeah, they leave the opera early, they go they just get in the car, there's no catalytic converter, that's Batman's story. Yeah. He goes, fuck.
No!
Dad's like, fuck.
Yeah, dude, he's gotta fucking kill himself.
Yeah.
You ever get any bad advice?
Yeah, people give bad advice all the time.
Yeah.
Do you get bad advice?
To me, all advice is bad advice, because I know everything.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking smart.
Yeah, that's what I've heard about you.
They say Michael Nordstrom, he's so wise.
Yeah,
wise beyond.
Like, we don't need to tell him any advice.
Yeah, he said, "Oh, Michael Nordstrom, he isn't drinking water in 72 hours."
Yeah,
pretty smart.
Yeah, he's changing the rules.
Yes, let me tell you, my past three meals.
Yeah,
I've eaten the combination of 5 linguica sausages.
5. You love sausages, don't you?
I'm going through something, I think.
You're going through a sausage thing?
I'm going through a sausage thing. Yeah. I recently bought a grill for somebody else's house.
Yeah.
And I've just been going over there.
You've been going over there, sneaking in.
Just grilling.
Using their
dogs.
Grill, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good... It's my grill.
Yeah.
I paid for that grill.
Right.
And I'm grilling dogs.
Yeah, I don't want it at my place, though.
I don't have room for it.
Right. You got this backyard. There's no grill.
Backyard, no grill.
You might as well use it.
How do you have a backyard
with no grill?
With no grill, no hammock, no Italian horseshoes.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
No bocce ball.
Yeah. You ever play Italian horseshoes?
What is Italian
horseshoes? Italian horseshoes. It's a little box, and they have something in the middle, and you just throw washers into it.
I have. Yeah. I have played that. That's called Italian.
At least that's what they told me.
Mm.
Yeah.
These Italians, it's like a whole theme of the show.
Yeah.
Can't escape them.
Once I start talking about Italians, I have a hard time stopping.
That's not even what it's called. It's just in your head so much. Like, I think it's Italian horseshoes.
Yeah. Brazilians would tell you different.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you that. They didn't invent the plane.
Yeah.
And they didn't invent that weird offshoot of horseshoes.
Yeah. Brazilian horseshoes, you leave in pain.
Yeah. You remember, my dad was pissed during the Brazilian Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he was so angry.
Yeah.
They came out and they were like, the Brazilians, they invented the airplane.
Yeah.
And my dad was like, no, they fucking didn't.
No, they didn't.
No, they fucking didn't.
That was the Wright brothers.
That was the Wright brothers. There was two white dudes with mustaches in a barn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In Missouri.
Right.
Not fucking Brazilian. He was pissed, dude.
I know. Brazilians, fucking, they're always making shit up, man.
Always. Well, they got their own form of jiu-jitsu? A little bit of jiu-jitsu?
Bullshit.
What even is that?
Bullshit. Made up words. Yeah. Jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, the only thing I know is Krav Maga.
Yeah, Krav Maga. That's real. That's real martial art.
Yeah, I know Krav Maga, and I know smooching.
Yeah. Smooching Italians.
Yeah, someone comes up to me, they say, hey, buckaroo,
yeah,
you shouldn't be on this block. I give him a big old peck on the lips.
Yeah. What are you going to do now?
Yeah, we're going to get married.
Yeah.
That's what's going to
happen.
That's
the rule.
That's a bond.
That girl should have Krav Maga'd the Italian guy, honestly.
Thrown him, put him in a leg lock.
In a half Nelson.
Yeah, pulled out a Desert Eagle.
Yeah.
You know?
Desert Eagle.
Yeah. Say, hey there, big boy.
Yeah.
You ever seen a gun this big?
Yeah.
Put it in his mouth. Make him come.
I brought this on my carry-on. Just in case this exact event would happen.
Yeah. Oh, not big enough for you?
Yeah.
I have an AK-47 sewed into my sternum right now.
Yeah.
Give me a second.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Yeah, I need to undo my seams.
Yeah, I need to cut open myself.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. I got a baggie of Ritalin and an AK-47 in my thorax.
Yeah.
Oh, where are my organs? They're in my leg.
Yeah. That's where they're supposed to be. Yeah. And that's what CNN isn't talking about.
Fucking CNN, dude. Have you heard about this guy, Joe Biden?
No.
This guy named Joe Biden. He's always...
Wait, spell his last name?
B-I-T-T-I-N.
Oh, Joe Biden.
Joe Biden.
He lives on the corner?
Yeah. He always be Biden.
Yeah, he always be Biden, man. You can't even walk across the street.
Yeah. And even just getting close to him, he's like,
yeah, He really lives up to the name. He do be biting.
No. Oh, he been a friend of mine?
Yeah.
He lost a fucking sternum. He lost a larynx.
So he just makes a bite all the time.
He's always biting, dude.
Yeah, he's like one of those wind-up teeth. He's like...
Yeah. A lot of people, they ask me, why is Joe Biden be biting?
Yeah.
It's pretty clear. It's a liberal psyop.
Yeah, that's really what it is.
I mean, if you boil it down.
If you really boil it down, it's all... Most things in this world are liberal psyops.
Yeah, dude. Let me tell you, I'm getting pretty sick and tired of it. Well, this camera is about to die.
Okay.
Is there any final words you want to say?
Never trust an Italian.
Yeah.
And always give it to God.
Where can they find you?
Where you find me? On the corner with Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone does the licking, someone does the biting. I'm changing my name to Ian Licking. Yeah. Okay?
You can find me at the lumberyard, because that's where I get my sustenance.
Yeah. You can find me getting bossel wood. That's where you can find me.
They call me the termite.
Yeah.
Yum, yum, yum.
The termite. Ian Termite Langlands. That's me. You can find me on Instagram, Big Dog Ian. As dog with a W and an Ian with two I's. But I'm not gonna tell you where that second I is.
Hell yeah, what? Hell yeah. Can I get a hell yeah? What? Can I get a hell yeah? What? Hell yeah, what? Hell yeah. And I know it ain't right, and I know it ain't right, and I know you shouldn't take this advice, but make sure you really drunk when you drive and walk on some glass with no shoes on and don't pay for your meal. Dine and dash. You better not ask me for no advice because.